WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. United Auto Workers have made history after walking off their jobs at midnight.
This is our generation's defining moment. The money is there, the cause is righteous. The world is watching.
Union President Sean Fain as members strike the big three at three different plants in three different states. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is in Detroit.
The workers feel this first. The businesses feel it second. Suppliers feel it third. And then the larger economy starts to feel it from there.
President Biden is expected to speak about the strike sometime today. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
That may come after another round of phone calls, potentially to the UAW and auto company leadership this morning to see if there's any hope of trying to salvage this. The Labor Department and a handful of White House senior aides have been point people for the administration with the union and with the auto companies.
Two of the plants affected by the strikes produce some of the most popular trucks and SUVs, Jeep Wranglers and Ford Broncos. After a deluge of rain, flooding, sinkholes, and tornadoes, New England is about to get slammed by a weakened Hurricane Lee. The system's expected to make landfall in Maine or coastal Canada over the weekend. Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass.
Hurricane Lee may have been downgraded to a Category 1, but we're talking about big impacts because it's a very big storm. Hurricane force winds extend out about 100 miles from the center, and then you've got the tropical storm winds that go out more than 300 miles from center.
President Biden's declared a state of emergency for Maine. Former President Trump has opened up to NBC News about whether he'd pardon himself if he wins next year's presidential election.
I could have given myself a pardon. Don't ask me about what I would do. I could have, the last day, I could have had a pardon done that would have saved me all of these lawyers and all of this, these fake charges.
Bottom line, he says it's unlikely he would pardon himself. A new strike against Spain's ex-soccer boss. Vicky Barker's at the foreign desk.
An investigating judge at Spain's high court has just issued a restraining order against Luis Rubiales to prevent the former soccer chief from approaching World Cup winner Jenny Hermoso. In his first court appearance to answer possible criminal charges, Rubiales once again insisted the kiss he planted on Hermoso's lips was consensual, something she denies. Rubiales is now forbidden to approach within 500 yards of her.
He's best known for his voluptuous depictions in paintings and massive sculptures. Colombia's president says artist Fernando Botero has died at the age of 91. Friend tells The Washington Post he suffered from pneumonia and Parkinson's disease. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Back to school.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers slammed state Republicans for attempting to override his partial veto in the 2023-2025 budget, which provided Wisconsin schools with continued funding for the next 400 years. According to that press release, overriding the veto would take more than $300 per student away from K-12 schools across Wisconsin. Governor Evers referred to the vote to override the veto as reckless and wrong. A Wisconsin lawsuit seeks to determine if the city of Madison has systematically discouraged women from becoming firefighters. According to a Courthouse News report, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals is determining if a female firefighter was denied a chance to join the Madison Fire Department due to sex discrimination in the department's physical aptitude test. The city of Madison uses its own physical ability test, as opposed to other cities that use an internationally approved physical ability test. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Dig out the Lederhosen. It's Oktoberfest in Hayward on Saturday, September 16th. This all-day fest features German food and beer, an axe-throwing contest, 50-50 raffle, and it wouldn't be the same without live polka music throughout the fest. Celebrate Oktoberfest in Hayward, Saturday, September 16th, 11 to 7 at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds Pavilion, and is brought to you by the Hayward Lions Club. More information at haywardoktoberfest.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Innovative, whatever. You can say it both ways.
I think it's indicates.
Indicative? Is that the word you were looking for?
That is a good word, Kristen. Right?
A friend wouldn't make fun of somebody like for knowing a word. See, this is what I'm talking about, people. Kristen Bride does not believe in friendship.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin!
Okay, there we go. Now I can hear myself. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board today. How are you doing, friend?
Doing well.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. It is my second to last Friday before I am signing off and handing over this big chair to Jane Matinere. Greg will be on the board for about 12 weeks.
Oh, goodness.
It is happening.
There's no going back now, friend.
Can I make a really dark joke?
I knew you were going to.
I don't typically have super dark humor. But Mike and I were joking around last night. This may be an insight into my marriage. But we were talking about the exciting news that dropped yesterday with Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood, as of Monday, is going to resume abortion care and abortion services in Madison and Milwaukee. And we're actually going to be talking to CEO and president of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, Tanya Atkinson, is going to be here at 11:30, which I'm so excited about. So we're going to hear more about all of the moving parts that went into that decision, what risks are still at play for doctors and providers, because the lawsuit itself is still in play. But we're going to be talking about that at 11:30. So we were talking about that together, Mike and I, and I think he's the one who said it. It sounds more like a him joke, if I'm going to be totally honest. He goes, well, at least we can still get that late-term abortion now.
Please direct all calls of upsetness to the Jay Weber Show on another radio station. Thank you.
And I was like, oh, man, should I make that joke on the internet? Probably not.
I mean, why not? You're free to do what you'd like, my friend.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because it's like, once again, a reminder, late abortion is not a thing. No one is at this stage in their pregnancy of where I'm at right now. And it's just like, well, I changed my mind. Good thing we have access to late term abortion.
You know, I thought this was a good idea, but 8.5 months in.
37 weeks. I can't do two more.
Yeah.
I've changed my mind.
You know, I heard there might be a Ted Lasso season 4. I got to prepare for that. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyways, that is one of many stories that broke yesterday. Yesterday was an insane day of Wisconsin news, and I just want to give credit to all the Capitol reporters who were running around like crazy people trying to cover everything yesterday. But here's just some of the stuff that happened yesterday in Madison, and then we're actually going to move on pretty quickly because I want to get to this question. But first, so Assembly Republicans advanced their fast track proposal to revamp how Wisconsin's political maps are drawn. So now that passed the nonpartisan, you know, Iowa style in name only proposal passed out of the assembly. it now goes to the Senate. I still have not heard much from senators.
No, they're
on this bill and where they stand on it. So that happened yesterday. The Wisconsin Senate also moved to fire Elections Administrator Megan Wolf, which that sets the stage now for a legal battle because she's saying, I'm not stepping down until the court tells me that I have to step down, which likely it won't because it didn't with Fred Prehn, which is the precedent for this case, but they went ahead and tried to fire her anyways. Wisconsin Senate also votes to override the veto. If you remember back when Governor Evers had his line item veto about the 400 years funding for public schools.
Oh, yeah.
They voted to override that. So now that goes to the assembly. Planned Parenthood, like we said, is resuming abortion services on Monday. And the assembly also passed their measures to loosen child care regulations and rules.
And let me tell you something. When the whole Planned Parenthood announcement came down, I just want to really give a shout out, a hearty handshake and a golf clap to all the conservatives out there on Twitter who really took the news well. And
I didn't see much.
Oh my God. Like it was like the first half of the week was them complaining about the map, saying, well, you said you wanted to fear maps, now you're not good to fear maps. And immediately the moment that Planned Parenthood announced what they announced, they're like, they pooped their drawers and then they took to social media and just with the most incendiary language, just like the biggest sorest losers.
Who were some of the people that I should go see with?
Oh, Jay Weber. Jay Weber. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the... I don't follow him, but he has invaded my Twitter/X timeline.
There's a big difference if you go on the For You page.
Yeah.
Like the page where they're suggesting stuff to you versus just sticking to the people that you follow.
Yeah.
Because I find if you go on, no matter who you're following, the things that get, here, don't you, aren't you interested in this? Very right wing.
Yeah.
Very anti-establishment.
Yes.
And it's like, how did I get here? This is not what I'm here for.
I did not sign up for this.
So it was a big day in Wisconsin news. And after, you know, an August break, it does not seem like things are slowing down into the fall. And then obviously we get to ramp up for next year where there is going to be spring elections that there's obviously lots of spring elections. If this is the time, if you're thinking about running for school board or running for any local office, like very much encourage you to do so. We will be talking about plenty of those races and that in the spring when I'm back from maternity leave. But obviously next year is a presidential election year and it's Wisconsin. And we still don't have a major. We have three fairly unknown Republican Senate candidates.
Yeah.
No, still no major ones.
No, I don't really think. I don't know.
If you're a betting man, when do you think there will finally be an announcement of someone who has a little bit more backing from the Republican Party than the three who have announced so far?
I would say around the holidays. You drop it around that late October, November time. Hi, I'm so-and-so. You remember me from my other things. So-and-so and such-and-such. This is my family. We love the holidays. We love family. You know, we love America.
With a gun.
With a gun. Yeah. Yeah. I saw a thing today that very weirded me out. I saw a guy with a bumper sticker that said coffee and guns. And then next to it was a bumper sticker that said teach peace. I didn't know how to take that.
Do you think it's a house divided?
It might be.
Also, it's a married couple that they're like, well, if you get that bumper sticker, I get this bumper sticker. And that's how we're going to make this work.
It's the only way I can marry a Bears fan. I was like, maybe they're like hunting. I don't know. And then part of me said, who cares? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't yuck their yum.
Don't yuck.
I love to say on this show.
They're yum. Those t-shirts and onesies are happening.
That's my project.
We have so many items in our non-existent merch store.
They're all in our head.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the story that I actually want to talk about is a combination of two big stories that I don't feel like got enough attention and actually have nothing to do with Wisconsin politics. But my question is, what can you trust these days? 844-967-2789. Like, what... What is left for public trust, or who do you actually trust? Because there's been two different stories that I think both, they're investigative journalism done very well, and both have to do with paying the people you're supposed to trust to give you advice. And one comes from Vulture, which is part of New York Magazine, and it talks about the movie review aggregation site Rotten Tomatoes. I'm sure you've been to it, and it's a place where you can go to see like tons of movie information, but like their homepage, they have this tomato meter, and it's like if it's over 60%, so over 60% of the movie critics said this was a good movie, it's a fresh movie. If it's under 60%, it's a rotten movie. And it's been around, man, I mean, that's like
25 years.
Is that exactly? Yeah. So, because yep. I remember checking that when I was acting. So, like, that was when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's probably, you know, when Roger and Ebert, you know, aren't around anymore. Now this is like their replacement, right? This is where a lot of people understand, like, what are the folks saying on whether or not this is a good movie? And it turns out that there's been a PR firm who's been paying for positive reviews to boost movie scores on Rotten Tomatoes. And so the summary there is allegations of financial incentives and manipulated critic scores have raised concerns about the integrity of review aggregate platforms, specifically involving one PR company called Bunker 15 and the popular site Rotten Tomatoes. And so the Bunker 15 is known as a smart tech publicity engine aimed at connecting filmmakers with journalists who then can amplify their project's visibility. And they're accused of being, of going, you know, a little beyond traditional publicity strategies by recruiting lesser known critics and paying them to submit a more positive score. So that's the first story. And then similar but different, the, you know, if you remember over the summer, the World Health Organization started to raise questions about aspartame, an artificial sweetener, and how really not healthy it is for you, even though it's, you know, it replaces sugar. And the Washington Post has now done a investigative journalism on different lobbying firms, like the sugar lobby and the beverage lobby, that's been paying influencers on TikToks who are registered dietitians. This is not just like someone who's like, I like to cook, so I'm starting a TikTok channel. This is people who are actually registered as dietitians who have been making videos saying, kind of pushing sugar, kind of saying, don't worry about aspartame. And it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to get paid to say it. And so my question kind of is like, when it comes to reviews and critics and experts, who do you trust these days? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And what does it take to keep public trust? I just think it's a super interesting question. I'd love to hear from you with your texts, with your calls. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely. We'll see a high near 71. For tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 51. Mostly sunny for Saturday with a high of 73. Sunshine and 70 for Sunday. For Monday, sunny with a high of 76. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs to the low 80s.
Right now, it's 62.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. And we are asking the question, who do you trust these days? And I say this in the context of two different stories, two big, I think, big stories that have not gotten enough attention. One dropped on September 13th from Washington Post, talking about the food industry paying influencer dietitians, not just like influencers, like people who are registered dietitians who are promoting diet soda and sugar and supplements and things that, like, instinctively, I feel like science tells us maybe not so good for you, but then they're like, no, it's fine, but here is a paid ad and here's who paid me to say this. And then simultaneously, Vulture from New York Magazine on September 6th published an investigative piece on the fact that there is a PR firm that's been paying movie critics to boost the scores on the movie aggregate site Rotten Tomatoes. And I don't know, they both seem potentially like maybe they're not that big of a deal. But I also think about when you're on Amazon and Yelp and the reviews. Like because there is so much infinite choice in consumer products and choices, there is, you know, we rely, I think instinctively, we rely on word of mouth. We rely on people we can trust. But we also come to rely on what do the reviews say. And if people who are paid to be movie critics or people who are licensed dietitians or people, I guess those are like in reviews on anything, on a product, those are strangers. And so maybe you don't trust them anyways. But what do you actually trust? Like, what is your barrier to entry to be like, okay, this is, I can trust this person and what they're telling me? 844-967-2789.
We got a caller, a friend of the show, a friend of the, you know, the host of the Maggie Dawn show, Maggie Dawn.
Maggie Dawn!
Yeah.
Maggie Dawn, how do you choose who you trust?
Hey, y'all, good morning.
Good morning. What do you trust, or how do you choose who you trust?
Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me. Okay.
If you can, I'll just give a call back and see if that works better. I don't want to hold up your line, so I'll call you back.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right. Well, I could hear her.
I could hear her. Her line was on.
Well, Maggie, if you're hearing us right now, if you want to call back and just talk and give what the answer you were going to give, we can do that. But I just think it's an interesting question because I think it's also a time where public trust in so many institutions and in politicians and in the CDC and you think about so many things of where you just, you can't trust the media, and then there's examples of why you can't, right? And so what are you left with to try to navigate where you get your news, where you get your products, what movies you actually think will be good? And like, the stakes are lower with a movie, right? If you go spend your money on a bad movie, it's not maybe the end of the world, but it's just kind of the integrity. But if you're believing some dietitian on TikTok of like how much, like giving your kid omega-3 supplements at 6 months, which was referenced in this article, and it's not FDA approved, and you're just trusting them, like that's kind of a bigger deal. That's like, that's bigger stakes.
Well, I think that even, you know, even though the movies are very much, yes, much lower stakes, I think if they're gaming the system to make you, to make us think that a movie is good and it's not, or they're just using their money and or ability to create, it's still not a good practice. And in the article regarding the dietitians, they said that, you know, at the end of the day, the World Health Organization had to come out and say, like, yes, these probably the, like aspirin, these do not cause weight loss, and some of them might be carcinogenic. Like, there are real world problems, and then you have these influencers saying it's clickbait, it's not something to worry about, they're trying to scare you. It's like, this is for that, it's dangerous. For the movie thing, that's just it's I don't want to say it's not fair, but it's also just not good practice.
Oh, it's, well, it ruins the integrity, right? Like, the whole point of this is that you can, they're objective people.
Yeah.
That you can, you know, you may or may not like their opinion because it is a subjective art form of whether or not it is good, but it just comes back to integrity.
Yeah.
And like, that is a messy, the world of content creation now, which I consider myself part of, is messy.
Yeah.
Because in some ways you create a service. I know there's people who review movies that are on TikTok. There are these dietitians. There are people who are there to provide information, parenting advice. Like, they've created entire channels. But talking about parenting advice, that Ruby Frankie, or who's the crazy parenting influencer on YouTube who's just been arrested for basically abusing her children. Like, she racked up millions of views and millions of followers. And like, that is like, well, maybe we shouldn't have been following her in the first place. Jim from Appleton says, you can definitely trust the politician that shows up in full body isolation gear to tell you that the pandemic is fake. Other than that, it's as Reagan said, when he still had his marbles, trust but verify.
That is something we just don't.
But how do you verify?
Yo, exactly.
How much more work do you have to put in to be able to verify these days?
And nowadays you're like, well, like one of the examples on the movie thing, the movie The Whale, which had so much critical acclaim, won him an Oscar. It came out with like a 90 or 87, 90, something like a high Rotten Tomato score. After everything was said and done, it's like 62%. It's barely fresh.
Oh, I did not know that fall happened. All right, well, I think this is a super interesting topic. Maybe we'll come back to it later in the show or next week, because when we come back, James Maloff from Morning with WFHR and Midday Magazine on WFHR is here for our Civic Media Crossover Fridays to tell us what he thinks is the best, the worst, and the weirdest of the week. And we have a fun quiz, as always, to go over the headlines before the end of the hour. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is expected to speak today about the historic strike by United Auto Workers that began at midnight. Union members have walked out at big three plants in Michigan, Ohio, and Missouri. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert's in Detroit.
First impact, tighter supplies of pickups and utilities made at the three strike-bound plants. Jeep's Wrangler, Ford's Bronco are both vehicles that are already hard to get.
A Category 1 Hurricane Lee is expected to make landfall in Maine or Canada over the weekend. weekend. Meteorologist Kelly Cass at the Weather Channel.
Possibility of coastal flooding by as much as 3 feet above normally dry ground along the coast of Maine and even around Massachusetts and parts of Long Island, looking for a storm surge as well.
His daughter says Colombian sculptor and painter Fernando Botero has died at the age of 91. His oversized figures have been displayed everywhere from art museums to New York's Park Avenue and Paris Champs-Élysées. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the filing of a lawsuit seeking an order declaring that the state Senate has no power to reject Wisconsin Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. Attorney General Call referred to the Senate vote to fire Wolf as a stunt and a baseless attack on democracy, saying the state Senate blatantly disregarded state law by holding the vote. The lawsuit was filed in Dane County Circuit Court. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed legislation yesterday to overhaul the system for drawing legislative boundaries in the state. Republicans have embraced the nonpartisan redistricting process, similar to the process used in the state of Iowa. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is pushing the legislation amid the threat of impeaching newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz for comments she made regarding the state's electoral map while she campaigned. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are just having a fantastic Friday.
Yes, it's so wonderful. It's wonderful.
Wonderful. We are waiting for our good friend James Mayloff to call into the show. I actually think, Greg, maybe you should give, I just sent you his number. We could give him a call and see if that will work.
Sure.
Because we would love to do our crossover with James on the best, worst, and weirdest of this week. And there is plenty to talk about. Because I would say we were so focused on Wisconsin news this week because there was a lot of Wisconsin news that I don't think we even touched on the fact that Kevin McCarthy and we barely even talked about the impeachment investigation of Joe Biden. We barely talked about the tragedies that have been happening in Morocco and Libya, but there was a lot that actually also happened this week. And there's a whole other thing that's been happening as far as, and I want to talk about this next week, so I hope we can find time to get to it. But happening in the Republican Party as far as Tim Scott is concerned, because there's Republican donors who are threatening to stop funding him if he won't explain like why he's not married. And there's like this whole thing about him having like he has a girlfriend, but no one knows who she is and if she actually exists. And I just think it's interesting because in the Republican Party, does that make more like maybe it is expected in a more conservative, traditional but environment. But I also wonder, like, would that fly? Like, would the same candidate who's unmarried and in his 40s, would that same person have trouble with donors and like their, I don't know, reputation or how people saw them if the roles were reversed and he was in a different party? Or is this something that was like specifically to the Republican Party? So there's a lot been going on throughout the week, but I'm hoping that we get to talk to James. And so it seems like this is just between being able to talk to Maggie, being able to talk to James. It is an interesting morning, and we're good to go. James, can you hear me?
You hear me?
I can now hear you. Great.
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Oh, James cannot hear us. Great.
James, can you hear us now?
Oh, I guess not.
All right.
All right. Well, this is super fun. and I guess should we pivot? Should we continue to try to get James?
Let's pivot, and I'll try. We'll go from there. We're going to make this work, folks, because as goes Wisconsin, we always go forward.
We always go forward. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. So I guess, like I said, there's been a lot going on this week that we have not gotten to as far as national news because there's been so much going on in Wisconsin. But, I mean, the big news, I guess, last night is the United Auto Workers Union is going on strike. And so if we talk about this, it continues to be the summer of strikes. This is a big one. Like, this is a really, really big one. So the historic work stoppage launched at midnight, with the first picket lines targeting plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri. And basically what employees want is the union's 150,000 workers are seeking better pay, better hours, and benefits. And they're citing sharp inflation and high corporate profits and pay for executives is why they think that like these companies can afford that. And that seems to be a common thread throughout a lot of these strikes is people are sick of the fact that the people at the very top seem to only be making more and more money, and the ratios of what they make to the average worker at their company and what they make is astronomical. And so it's not that the money doesn't exist to pay your people better. It's that you need to be willing, the people at the top need to be willing to share the profits and share how well the company is doing, because guess who actually makes the value of your company? It's the people who work for you. So Ford and GM said they can't afford to meet their demands. So here we are again, another big strike, and we will see where this goes. The WGA and the SAG strike are still happening. Obviously, the UPS strike is kind of one of the only ones I feel like we've been able to see that avoided the strike. And actually, they did end up finding a deal or getting to a deal before they went on strike. And so they seem to have found the money, but I don't know the finances of all these different companies. So hard to say otherwise. But, the other big news, I would say, on top of the probe that has now been announced from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and is that the Justice Department is indicting Hunter Biden. And yesterday the charges came down, and the charges are making false statements and illegally possessing a handgun. And so that's moving forward. I'm trying to think what else has been happening this week. The Libya thing is insane. Have you heard much about the Libya thing, Greg?
What was that again?
Have you heard much about what's happened in Libya? Because over the last weekend was Morocco. So the Morocco had a terrible earthquake. But then Libya, up to 20,000 people are feared to be dead from the flooding that happened in Libya.
Oh, my God.
Which is, I feel like that gets into the numbers of, like, it's hard to fathom what 20,000 bodies could look like. But it's the true toll may never be known. But there's Post reporters who said in the city that was hit the worst found just unbelievable, massive destruction. And now they're saying that, you know, local authorities are blaming the lack of warnings, lack of evacuations, and neglected infrastructure for what the death toll could end up being, and that this was potentially avoidable. So that's been a big story. We're having our own hurricane that's hitting New England, and so New England is under a tropical storm warning, and the tropical storm conditions could reach eastern New England by this afternoon and continue through tomorrow or into Sunday. The worst winds will hit the coast overnight, and the storm is likely to pass very close to the eastern tip of Maine before hitting Atlantic Canada. And so this one I actually really like. This was not big news, but I always love when it reminds me when we interviewed the scientist from UW-Madison earlier in the spring, and we were talking about what is a lab rat like on cocaine? And it was basically a lot like how humans are on cocaine. They keep going back to the same spot where they get the cocaine. They're very excited.
They're telling you about their screenplay.
Yes, exactly. But a new study has found that rat brains revealed how play can improve mental health. So researchers identified groups of cells in part of the brain involved in instinctive behaviors like pain perception and defense that lit up while the rats were being tickled. I want to tickle a rat.
I want that on permanent record forever. I want to tickle a rat.
But I don't even know, how does one tickle a rat? Like, that's the...
You probably hold them down and hold them with their belly up. And give them a little tickle.
Is it like when you tickle, like you get that one right spot on your dog where their foot starts going crazy? Is that considered tickling your dog?
Yeah.
Is it?
I would imagine.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't think there's any spot on my dog where all of a sudden he's like laughing. That's what feels when that leg twitch makes it seem like it's really gratifying.
Yeah.
But it doesn't like remind me of like when you tickle a child.
Yeah, because we're used to a laughter. We're used to laughter. We're not used to, like, I don't know if dogs can laugh. I guess they can. They can, like, whoa, 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 that kind of thing. That's right, folks. You just heard that on the radio.
So anyways, the urge to play is deeply, this is what the findings are suggesting, potentially, that the urge to play is deeply ingrained in the brain, and understanding its neurological basis could help develop new therapies for troubled children. So the continued experimentation on rats and what it can potentially tell us about ourselves, I don't know. I always think it's interesting. Is there any stories, Greg, that have stuck out to you?
Well,
let's talk about Ben Shelton.
So Ben Shelton, young man, went all the way to the U.S. Open's final this past weekend and lost to Novak Djokovic. So one thing that was happening during the finals or during the entire tournament was, when Ben Shelton would win or get a point, he would mime a phone and hanging it up, like, you're done. We're done with you. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it was an old...
Is that where it comes from?
I guess.
But, like, where is the... Did you ever find out more information of why he was, like, that was his
thing? No, I think it was just his thing. And honestly, I thought it was funny because it was an old-timey phone, too, a mime. It wasn't, like, a cell phone or even a flip phone. It was, like, grandma's rotary phone. Hanging up on you. So
Ben Shelton has never, at 20 years old, has never, ever.
No, he would see that in a museum before he used one. And he went up against Novak Djokovic. He lost. Novak Djokovic is probably one of, if not the greatest tennis player who ever lived. He's won 3 of the 4 slams this year, and he's done that multiple times. And when he beat Ben Shelton, He did that. He did the same motion. He did the hanging up the phone. And Ben Shelton's father came out in an interview saying, and he did that to mock my son. And that wasn't like, you know, the move of a champion. And I'm like, really, bro?
I know.
Come on, man. We were talking about this before. You put your son into the most competitive singles sport on the planet. It is like driven by competition, driven by like just getting yourself to the, and your son made it to the finals of the U.S. Open on his, I think his first try. He's never been to the U.S. Open.
I think he was in the college. I don't even think he was in the circuit last year. I think he was just playing at school.
You need to like work so hard to get yourself. There are people in their 20s and 30s who have never made it past the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
And when Novak Djokovic does that, to me, I see that as, hey man, good try, but no. You know what I mean? Like, and the fact he took it as like he mocked him, and that's not, you know, it's like get your son on this.
It's not a sign of a gracious leader.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, it was funny because you sent that to me this morning, and I was like, well, first, does your kid actually care?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it reminded me, that exchange reminded me, and this just points out the sexism that was underlined with the Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese thing that happened back in the NCAA tournament. So when LSU played Iowa, and they did the John Cena, throughout the tournament, a couple times, Caitlin Clark, who was like the darling, who is incredible, had done this like John Cena, like you can't see me face thing in front of her face. LSU beats Iowa in the championship. Angel Reese, one of the stars of LSU, kind of gets in Caitlin Clark's face, and it was a little aggressive.
She was walking past her.
But she did it, and she was like, we beat you, right? And she did it back to her. And people were outraged.
Oh, my God.
They were so outraged that Angel Reese was such a bad sport, and this isn't sportsmanship, and oh, my God, oh, my God. And so there were some people on this station that I know that were, like, very disappointed with this exchange. I didn't hear them say anything about this thing between Novak and Shelton as far as, like, the taunting and the competitiveness that happens in sports sometimes.
I wonder how it would have gone if Novak Djokovic would have been doing it the whole time, and then Ben Shelton would have done it and said, like, that's a young man disrespecting, you know what I mean? Like you're not wrong. I don't disagree with you, but also, like, anyone will find a reason to be upset.
Totally. All right, well, we're going to go to a break. We're going to try to fix our connectivity and see if we can get James Maloff on the phone still to be able to do our headline quiz of the week. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from Northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely. We'll see a high near 71. For tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 51. Mostly sunny for Saturday with a high of 73. Sunshine and 70 for Sunday. For Monday, sunny with a high of 76. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs to the low 80s.
Right now, it's 62.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. And I'm sorry that we pitched that James Maloff would be on the show today because we're just having some issues trying to be able to hear people. And so we're going to try to figure it out so that we can still be able to talk to our guests in the second hour, because we actually, our guests for the first hour, for the first hour when we come back from the segment, is going to be in person, so that'll be good. We're going to be talking to Allison McGaver, who is the Outreach and Media Communications Director for United for Waukesha Resiliency Center. And so we'll talk about what the Resiliency Center is, but also Resilient Waukesha that is coming up on September 28th from 4 to 7, which is an event to celebrate first responders, but also the entire kind of mission of the Resiliency Center is being able to provide mental health and wellness for those affected by the Waukesha Parade tragedy in 2021. So we will be talking to her in person at the top of the next hour. And then, fingers crossed, be able to talk to Tanya Atkinson from Planned Parenthood at 11:30. But since we cannot hear James, Greg, do you just want to play the quiz that I had set up and see how you do? Just so you have no competitors. So you can't technically lose.
But if I lose, that makes me the biggest loser. But you know what? I'll do it because I'm in for it. This is improv, baby. I'm yes standing.
This is improv. All right. So let's, as it always is, it's a combination of some national headlines, some Wisconsin headlines. But let's see how you do. So big news as far as Elon Musk's biography. And there was some news last week, but there's more kind of understanding of what is in the biography this week. So which of the following did Elon Musk not do according to Walter Isaacson's new biography? A, called Tesla the company doing the most to solve climate change. B, hired vans to move Twitter servers on Christmas Eve. C, told Bill Gates most philanthropy is BS. Or four, tried to buy U.S. Steel to get the ticker symbol X.
Oh, man. Which one didn't he do? I would say D.
Ding, ding, ding. You got that right. The biography did not say Musk tried to buy U.S. Steel. I wouldn't put it past him.
You're right.
All right, number two. What did Britain's Stonegate Group recently announce would be subject to surge pricing? Is it A, Premier League tickets, B, beer at pubs, C, West End theater tickets, D, tea?
I would go with A.
It's actually beer at pubs.
Really? Oh!
The Stonegate Group announced surge pricing for beer.
Oh, my God.
I feel like, could you imagine if there was surge pricing for beer in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we'd still pay.
You think so?
Oh, God, yeah.
People in Wisconsin, we're frugal. We're a frugal bunch, though. The cliche of if you, specifically Midwest women, if you give them a compliment, they tell you how much they got it on sale. It happens. happened to me yesterday. I was in line and I saw a woman and she had very cute little Nike shoes on. And I was like, oh, I love your shoes. And she goes, thanks. She's like, Nike outlet store.
I do the same thing with my Jordans. Anytime someone compliments my Jordans, I go, I love them, but I go to the Nike outlet store and I pay a low price for them because I'm not paying $300 for a pair of shoes, especially ones that I want to wear out into the world.
Yeah.
Also, I know that for a fact because when you, Kristen Bry, won Milwaukee Magazine's top radio personality, every time we'd bring it up, you'd be like, I don't know what to do. So,
All right, number three. Which Wisconsin athlete announced he and his partner are expecting a baby girl? Is it Kristen Yelich?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Drew Holiday?
Ooh.
Is it Giannis?
Ooh.
Or is it AJ Dillon?
I think it's C for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yes, it is. In case you missed it, Giannis Antetokounmpo and his longtime partner, Mariah Riddlespringer, revealed they're engaged.
Engaged?
And expecting a daughter, too, in addition to their two boys that they already have.
Adorable. Oh, my God. Can you imagine Christmas at the Antetokounmpo house? That just must be the best time.
They also announced it at Milwaukee Diaper Mission, which is the organization that we did. It's like, mm-hmm. You guys raise a lot more money for them than we did.
Okay.
all right. Another Wisconsin question. It turns out that Wisconsin has more of these than any other state. Biking trails, roundabouts, parking tickets, robins.
That's going to be a big old B for roundabouts.
It is indeed. I actually don't know about the other three, if we have the most or not, but I had to just pick up something. But indeed, this week, you love them or hate them. I know that they're confusing, but they are they make such a difference in dangerous intersections. But yeah, Wisconsin has more roundabouts than any other state in the union.
I love roundabouts. I love roundabout. Oh my God, I love a good roundabout. I love a roundabout followed by another roundabout. And they have one there.
Multiple.
There's two roundabouts as you hit 43 northbound out in Muskego. It is.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. Confusing a couple times, but you'll make it.
All right, let's power through.
All right.
Which classic board game inspired a newly published official cookbook? Scrabble, Candyland, Catan, or Risk?
Say the choices again.
Scrabble, Candyland, Catan, Risk.
Candyland.
Catan.
Oh, come on. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
I actually wanted to do a segment this week as far as brainstorming what would other cookbooks that are associated and inspired by board games look like. But we'll see.
Monopoly would just be potato soup.
All right. We have time for one more. This is no multiple choice. You just have to guess. Which Wisconsin city was named the cleanest city in America this week by a survey from HouseFresh?
Madison.
No.
Green Bay.
No.
Brookfield.
No.
Waukesha.
No.
Milwaukee.
Yes.
Whoa! I got there eventually, folks.
This was a little, I think there's a little surprising, although the measure was how many sanitation complaints by city.
Oh.
So I think it says more about people's desire to complain than how clean the city actually is. But a win's a win, so we'll take it. All right, well, this is As Goes Wisconsin. We're taking a break for the top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
The test is over. Now.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from Northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albus Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albus Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.